Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Monday morning here on KSJE, and time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get to talk technology with the one and only Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us. And a couple of things that kind of crossed your desk and my desk this week, which would include a 3D printed house for sale.
Yeah, isn't that exciting?
Interesting.
Sorry, we talk about this a lot, and
we do.
I really like this kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's not the first 3D printed house ever made, but it's the first 3D printed house that actually was able to be legally offered up for sale in the United States.
Interesting.
It's in New York. It's listed for, I want to say, $200,000, I think $299. Yeah, basically a dollar less than $300,000.
Okay. How big is it?
It's about 1,600 square feet.
Oh, well, that's about an average sized home, I would say.
Yeah. Huh. Couple of rooms and baths, and you look at pictures of it, and from a distance, it looks like just a normal house. When you get up close, you can see that the walls are made of layer upon layer of concrete laid down,
which is how it was built.
Printers
yeah.
work.
Fascinating.
It doesn't look, it's not unattractive. It's just,
right.
That's the way it's built.
Interesting. Okay. Well, very cool and very interesting. And I think a lot of folks have been talking about maybe using 3D printing technology to build maybe, housing for, families, low-income families or things like that where we need to have affordable housing and things like that. This could be one way to do that, not to $300,000, but maybe a little smaller, maybe a little cheaper. Who knows?
Well, there's a neighborhood in Mexico. So in Mexico, they're building this neighborhood of very small, kind of like tiny homes, 3D printed. They're building a whole neighborhood of 3D printed timing homes for families that are living in around $3 a day,
right,
basically, to be affordable for them. So, it's not just in America where we're doing this. This is starting to take off. And this house in America was built for half the normal cost of a house of the same size, and it was built approximately 10 times faster
wow.
than a normal home, site home is built. So
right.
It was pretty interesting.
Very
to
much
read
so.
Up on this.
Okay, cool. And just a couple minutes remaining this morning, Lewis Campbell. And so I think the most interesting story that you sent me was the story about this hacker who tried to change some of the chemical levels at a city water plant. That's a little scary.
Yeah, he did do it.
That's kind of scarier.
The scary thing, right? So this is in Oldsmar, Florida. They have a water treatment plant. And like a lot of industrial, we talk about this with the power grid, but...
Yeah.
Power plants, power distribution systems, gas distribution systems, water treatment plants, all of these things are operated by what we call control networks, which are basically computerized devices that open the valves and do all this stuff. And then all those computerized devices are tied into computers that there's usually a big control room like you kind of see in the movies where there's a bunch of screens and the operators watch everything and, manage everything from that room. Now, they work really hard normally to make sure that those control networks are protected. They're not usually connected directly to the internet like a business network is. They're very well protected, but we're discovering that there's still some people still have a way to go with cybersecurity, and apparently someone busted into this control network this water treatment plant and had it start putting, the wrong mix of chemicals in the water. Now, the operators saw that, and they caught it and stopped it.
Right.
But it's still kind of a scary thing. This happened just, a few days, or about a week or two ago at the beginning of the month, February 4th or something
right.
that.
But so, scary that they, but they caught it, which is good. So nobody got hurt, and they were able to counter it, I guess, and take care of it. But, you know, you've been working on industrial security, computer security, for a long time, if I'm not mistaken. So it just shows how important that is for every industry to take that into account and to take it seriously, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Lewis, thanks for joining me this morning. I always appreciate it, and it's good to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and everybody have a great week.
All right, you too. That is Lewis Campbell, everybody, my guest on our Monday Reboot segment from Synergy Computer Systems. He's with me Mondays at 8:50 a.m. right here on KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. Have a great Monday, everyone. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning a little after 8 a.m. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.